News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, on Sunday, Lee Cox and his Spaniel Bruin beat 18,000 competitors to win the top spot at Crufts. And it was a heartwarming, joyful event. Pictures of him beaming. And if the Spaniel can beam, it was too. It has since turned out that all is not as rosy as it seemed in the garden. Vinny McAvinny is with us. He's broadcaster and journalist. Vinny, bit of embarrassment for Crufts following revelations in respect of Lee Cox.
Yeah, that's right. It turns out that in 2001, Cox was found to have kept a spaniel with a chronically infected ear that eventually had to be surgically removed. He also was discovered to have, when an inspector visited the Somerset-based kennels, he encountered dogs that were covered in dirt, and there was a strong stench of dog waste and overflowing drains. So he received a conviction then for animal cruelty, and this is being highlighted by both PETA and the RSPCA as a reason why Crufts needs more rigorous checks of those competing, as well as the brands, the dog breeds that are involved.
Well, that thing with the breeds had already been a significant pressure point for Crufts, because there were suggestions that they were incentivizing the breeding of dogs that were sort of physically barely sustaining life because of what breed standards had become. You would have thought, therefore, they would have been much more cognizant of reputational risk and weeded out contestants who have animal cruelty convictions.
You would think so, because this is the reason it's no longer on the BBC. In 2008, the BBC became uncomfortable with some of the extreme breeding that was going on, particularly Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, a breed that, as you say, they have a congenital condition where their skull is, in 95% of cases, too small for their brain, causing huge pain for them. After a hiatus of 2 years, Channel 4 picked up the competition. And you would think, given the sort of changes that have been in animal welfare since this, that they would have much stricter conditions. So I think it's quite an embarrassment, and we'll see how Channel 4 react to this. They are a channel here in the UK, of course, that likes to be on the right side of things. It's not like the BBC. It is a public broadcaster, but it is a channel that has an opinion when it comes to the programmes it puts out. So we'll see what it is that they decide to do now, and how, if there is any more discovered about other competitors, how the Kennel Society responds.
Vinny, thank you. That's Vinny McAvinny reporting for us there from the UK.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.